just beautiful.
Would you call a quilt a comforter?
No.
Is that different? What's do you
A comforter is fluffier. It's
heavier. For one thing.
It might be it's warmer, I presume, because it probably has several layers of cotton batting in it, and a quilt, of course, does not.
Is it something to do? Is a comforter the kind that's tied in knots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a quilt is.
Sewn. Is a hand quilted,
quilted or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is a comforter and a comfort the same? Would you talk about a comfort?
Yes, it would be the same. Some put the ER on.
But you wouldn't call it a puff?
No.
Or a spread?
No.
Okay.
Although any of those could be used, I suppose, for mm-hmm. that. I know these quilts could.
Now, did you ever, when you had company, make up, maybe put a comforter or something on the floor for a child to sleep on and say, call it a pallet?
I never had.
Never used that word. Okay. Now, wall-to-wall carpeting doesn't go halfway across the floor. It goes
all the way.
Or would you say
wall-to-wall.
Across the room, you would say clear across? What would you be likely? You could check on each other.
I wouldn't say clear across, no.
You wouldn't be likely to say that.
I'd say from wall-to-wall, or I'd say...
Would you say ever use the combination clear across the sky, or clear across the city, or clear across the country, or... On our trip, we went.
It could be possible.
It's not too likely for you to use that, or for Mr. Huff either. Okay. Another word for rich black soil.
Loam. Mm-hmm.
And you said now a meadow was something like a pasture. Meadow and pasture
are
about the same.
Yeah, that's right. There.
Mm-hmm. You would call that bottom land.
No, bottom.
Not
no, I would
bottom
not.
Bottom land would have to be.
Bottom land would have to be down.
Way down.
Mm-hmm. Way down in the bottom land business. I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that.
Swale.
What?
You don't use the word swale for that either.
No.
Not by you. Okay. Now, where you got some? Water standing. Water gets in, stands for a while, and sometimes mosquitoes, and you have
a pond. You call that a pond? Low spot.
Would you call it a slough or a
mm-hmm. could be
a slough?
Yeah, a slough or pond. They're all, I suppose, you get the dictionary would say about the same thing, a slough or a pond.
Is that a swamp also?
Well, it would
larger,
be much bigger.
It?
A swamp covers a great deal bigger body.
How about a marsh?
Marsh and a swamp is something, only I suppose the water content might be a little bit different, but I...
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you have a stream running through the farm, you might say...
A creek or a...
Could you name some of the, a creek or what? What's a little larger than a creek?
A river.
Do you talk about a stream or a brook? Or
a stream or a brook would be any kind of a creek, but a river is a thing that boats and stuff can go on.
Okay. Could you name some of the streams around here for me, their names?
I'll start with in our county here, Tominock Creek. And down east is the Little Rock Creek. And the Fox River to the south. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of smaller creeks, but I don't say the Indian
Creek.
But
Ivan, how about the Blackberry Creek?
But that's about what?
Blackberry Creek.
Yeah, that's right, Mom. That's
up around Sugar Grove, isn't it?
That's over east here.
Mm-hmm.